This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Next week is Canada Week in Kentucky. The Consul General of Canada in Detroit is going to meet with business leaders and elected officials across the state to talk about the vital and growing relationship between Canada and Kentucky. And joining us to talk about trade and relations between Kentucky and Canada are Consul General Douglas George, and from the Northern Kentucky Chamber of Commerce, Vice President for Business Growth and International Trade, Debbie Shipp, and Vice President of Public Affairs and Communications, Scott Sedmak. And you can join the conversation, 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And George, Scott, Debbie, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Much appreciated.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
Doug, give us some background. Tell us about the role that, you play as Consul General in Detroit.
All right. I'm a career diplomat, and I've been a Consul General of Detroit for about 2.5 years in Detroit. I cover the states of Kentucky, Ohio, Indiana, and Michigan. And we, in addition to providing services to Canadians, we work very closely with Canadian companies wishing to export to the U.S. and companies that have innovative technologies, help them find partners in the U.S. and help American companies who are doing business in Canada, help them if they're looking at doing research or investing in Canada. We also spend a lot of time talking to people in Kentucky and other states about what their concerns are, and to help them understand where Canada is coming from on key issues. So we do advocacy, we do I do foreign policy talks, and next week we're doing Canada Week in Kentucky, where we'll have not just myself, but my foreign policy and diplomacy team, my international business development team, and our consular manager will be there to talk to emergency managers and immigration officials about issues of mutual concern. So we do quite a bit, and there's 12 consulates around the United States, and we all report, of course, to our ambassador in Washington, and he has a big team dealing daily with Canada-U.S. issues in Washington.
So trade is a big part of what you do, Doug. Just how important is that trade relationship that Canada has with Kentucky?
Well, I'll put it in context first with Canada-U.S. and then come down to Kentucky. The U.S.-Canada trade and economic relationship is the biggest bilateral relationship in the world. And it's a balanced relationship, and it's mutually beneficial. 48 out of the 50 U.S. states count Canada as their first, second, or third largest export customer. And this supports approximately 9 million U.S. jobs, companies that are trading with Canada. With Kentucky, we are your number one trading partner. We buy more from Kentucky than the next three export destinations combined. The two-way trade is about $10.9 billion a year, which works out to you sell us $7.2 billion, and we sell you about $3.7 billion. You will note that Kentucky has a trade surplus with Canada. And if you want to look at jobs in Kentucky, that's about over 112,000 jobs in Kentucky are dependent on trade with Canada.
Scott, you want to elaborate some more on the importance of this relationship that Kentucky and Canada have in terms of trade?
Sure. It's something that's extremely important when you think about it. Jokingly, in our area, we have East Siders and West Siders in Northern Kentucky, and maybe we don't know as much about each other as we should. And likewise, I don't think as many of our listeners and many of the people in our area might realize that Canada is just 261 miles away. That Brent Spence Bridge carries a lot of that trade, just as the Ambassador Bridge that connects Detroit and Windsor carries a great deal of that trade. And so we're right in that pipeline, and we benefit a great deal from that, as the Consul General mentioned, almost a 2-to-1 surplus of Kentucky selling things to Canada than the opposite way. So it's a very symbiotic relationship. It's a long-lasting one that grows a lot, but I'm just really interesting, too, in that stat he mentioned, those next three trading partners Kentucky would have with Mexico, the United Kingdom, and China, putting all that together, doesn't even rival what Kentucky does in its trade with Canada.
Debbie, from your perspective with the Northern Kentucky International Trade Association, tell us about your view of the importance of the trade relationship between Kentucky and Canada.
Well, jobs mean everything to Kentucky, and they bring good jobs to Kentucky. When we have our event next Monday at the Reception Center in Erlanger, it starts at 9 o'clock, we're hoping a lot of people will come to the event to, if they're not already doing international trade, that they'll think about it and they'll learn about how they could possibly start that with Canada and how to do that. And then a part of the North Kentucky International Trade Association, which is called NKETA, is a group that works with the North Kentucky Chamber to help businesses import, export, and eventually add more jobs to Kentucky. Mm-hmm.
Do you think people realize the scope of the relationship that Canada is Kentucky's, I believe, number one customer?
Yes. Yes, and I don't know if they realize, too, that we have three really big companies. Well, we have three companies in Northern Kentucky, this region, Wolf Steel in Crittenden. We have CC Labels in Cold Springs and Eagle Manufacturing in Florence. They all they have a lot of jobs at each one of those places, and they employ people in various – one's a machine engine component company. The other one does image printing for prime and promotional markets. And with Steele, who is also going to be on our panel Monday morning, is manufactures gas, fireplaces, HVAC, barbecue grills. And they're just interesting companies that add a lot to the job market around here.
Georgia, what are Kentucky's top goods exports to Canada?
Well, you could probably guess that the top three are automobiles, motor vehicle parts, and trucks. But the next one is aircraft parts, and then plastic and plastic articles. But one thing you have to understand is Canada and Kentucky are not really in competition with each other. What we have is companies who are present on both sides of the border, and we're building things together. If you're building an automobile, pieces that ultimately end up in the final assembled car can cross the border 6 to 7 times as they build up a car seat or an engine or something like that. So we're working together to become more efficient, to compete with the rest of the world. And someone called this co-opetition. Obviously, companies are going to be competing over who gets to supply the car seats, but we're more in competition with other parts of the world than we are with each other. What we sell to you, aluminum and aluminum articles, motor vehicle parts, engines and turbines, plastic and plastic articles, and medicine. So those are the goods trade. When it comes to services exports, we have...
Okay, I believe we've lost Doug. And Doug, my apologies too. I think I called you George earlier, but we've lost our connection with Doug. So if you could try to get him back on the line, but Scott and Debbie, there's a lot of things going back and forth between Kentucky and Canada. And can you talk some more about the business and the trade relationship?
Well, like he said, the top 10 exports to Canada I find is very interesting, and some of them are in this region in particular. What we export to Canada includes motor vehicles, vehicle parts, aerospace products and the parts, iron and steel, resin, synthetic rubber, engine, turbines, power transmission. And as we know, Northern Kentucky, especially in Boone County, has a lot of businesses that help supply these exports to Canada. And it means a lot to this area and this region.
Mm-hmm. It fits in nicely, too, with a lot of the talk and action that we've seen in Frankfort recently with the new legislature and the new governor. There's really an effort on to make Kentucky more of a manufacturing powerhouse in the country, in the United States, because we're geographically positioned, our workforce is positioned in such a way that we could do a great job servicing that, and we could fill the workforce needs that benefit it. And if you look at the types of jobs and industries that that falls under, it overlaps almost perfectly with the trade that we're doing with Canada. So the more that grows and the more that relationship is built, it would be of great strategic benefit to us locally, jobs in Northern Kentucky certainly, but really all over the state and in the wider region of the United States.
Well, with the new administration in Washington, what are you expecting in terms of trade relations between Kentucky and Canada, between the U.S. and Canada?
Sure. And that's something that, you know, I think we're at this point, what, about 2 or 3 weeks in, and there's a lot of talk being bandied about back and forth, and certainly we saw the Trans-Pacific Partnership be taken off the table. But one thing that's, I think, important to remember in the historic relationship of Canada and the U.S. that's gone back for so long, before there was even NAFTA, the United States had a free trade agreement with Canada since 1988, and then Mexico came on board and that was superseded. And nobody's really talking about completely getting rid of any of that. They're just talking about making adjustments. And most of that relates to U.S.-Mexico trade, not as much U.S.-Canadian trade. So with that in that context and the wider view of kind of the, you know, 100-year, 200-year view that I like to use because that's how long we've had a good relationship with Canada, it's something that, you know, I think there will be tweaks felt, but as you can see, I mean, especially with some people who might have a problem with free trade agreements because they think the U.S. is getting the short end of the stick, that's not really the case, at least locally, with our trade relationship with Canada. And at the same time, as the Consul General had mentioned, it's very much true. We aren't – each side of the border isn't building something and then trading. We're really building a part here. They're building a part. It goes back and forth, and there's a finished product at the end that's often sold to the world – that jobs are added on both sides of our border.
Now, I heard a statistic, Scott, that Canada is using 25% of its parts that it's using are from the United States. Did I get that correct?
That's true. And that's on average the Canadian goods sold to the United States. It's about a quarter of those components are built with American parts.
Debbie, your perspective on trade relations with Canada under the new administration, what do you think?
I'm waiting to see what happens.
Okay.
And that's part of the Nikita group that I facilitate, is to stay on top of things like that. We meet on a monthly basis because things are changing so rapidly and they're fluid. So we try to help the Northern Kentucky international companies stay on top on how to navigate, how to grow in their business in international trade.
So you can actually help companies with their export and compliance documentations.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we do that. We do. We have trade education seminars. We have special events. And we were really pleased to hear from the Consul General because part of our initiative with Nikita is to have seminar quarterly events on how to do business in a specific area of the world. And when they called, we were thrilled that we got to spotlight Canada first.
Mm-hmm. So next week is Canada Week in Kentucky. So can you describe that a little bit more to me?
Sure. And the last time the Canadian delegation did this, I believe it was 2 or 3 years, and they've started that tradition recently. And I used to work in Frankfurt and saw it from that perspective. And it's nice, just as all this trade, when it comes to Kentucky, right, the first place it has to come to is Northern Kentucky because that's they come down I-75. We actually do get to host this first event that they're going to have all week. But they are going to be meeting with companies around Kentucky that have those Canadian ties and they can grow that business. They're going to do other chamber events around the state. I know that Wednesday they're going to do a lot of activity in Frankfurt and we'll be on hand for some of that. But for the most part, it's kind of their effort to make sure that they know that the relationship is valued on behalf of Canada. But then at the same time, for so many small businesses in Kentucky, they want to expand internationally. They want to know where to go. They just don't have the tools and they don't know who to talk to. And so it's great that at the chamber we can help facilitate, you know, there's an office called Think Kentucky that focuses on trade, trying to get international trade going in Kentucky. And the Canadian consulates in the United States, there are so many of them compared to other countries because that trade relationship is so important. They're more than happy to work with these businesses too. So you have a multitude of resources, but I don't think a lot of people realize this, and that's a lot of what next week is going to be about.
Mm-hmm. Who are Kentucky's other major trade partners? Canada's the biggest, and then who else is on the list?
Number two is, I'm trying to think of the order here, China's four, and then the United Kingdom and Mexico are two and three, but honestly, I forget which order they're in. But okay. For this conversation, like I said, those three put together, aren't even as large don't as even, the Canadian
don't even
relationship.
Reach the Canadian relationship, which again, I can't remember the figure he used earlier. How much trade are we talking between the two?
It's 7.2 billion Kentucky products outbound to Canada, and about half that much, 3.6, 3.8 billion inbound from Canada to Kentucky.
You know, a lot of companies, people think that it's the really large companies that are doing business exporting to Canada. But there's a small company called ATEC in Walton and Indelec in Florence. And they have about 40 to 45 employees, and they export a lot to Canada. So there's a lot of small businesses, not just the large businesses, that think that they want to do that. They're not real sure, like Scott said. In groups like Nikita, we can help connect them to where they need to go to find out this really valuable information.
Mm-hmm. The Consul General mentioned that one of the things he would be doing is not just delivering a message, but that he was going to listen to concerns as well as he tours the state. What concerns would you have? What would you tell him?
Well, I think you'll probably find, you know, some of our members will certainly ask, given the political times that we're in, what does the new election mean, or the new administration after the election mean? And then just the nature of our changing economy, you know, all the things that we deal with locally, whether it be workforce issues or automation, things that are really going to sideline a lot of jobs as we rotate into a different kind of economy over the next 20, 30, 40 years. Businesses are thinking about that. They don't want to invest in something that's going to be phased out in 10 years. What way can those Canadian relationships help with that? And what way, maybe just because they are a different country, how are they thinking about it differently? You know, what can we learn from them? What are they doing? And creating that dialogue.
So give us the information one more time on the upcoming event with the Consul General.
It's this Monday at the receptions in Erlanger on Donaldson Road. It starts at 9 o'clock. And we invite people to go to northernkentucky.com events and to register online.
Okay. Thank you very much, Scott and Debbie. Good seeing both of you. And we are also talking with the Consul General of Canada in Detroit, Douglas George, and from the Northern Kentucky Chamber of Commerce, Vice President for Business Growth and International Trade, Debbie Shipp, and Vice President of Public Affairs and Communication, Scott Sedmak.
And
thank you, Doug, for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, well, happy to be on. Sorry about the technological problems. I don't know if it was your end or my end, but I look forward to next week with Canada Week in Kentucky, and we'll be visiting not just Northern Kentucky, but Louisville, Lexington, and Frankfort. So I think it'll be a good opportunity to showcase the Canada-Kentucky relationship and how important it is to both of us.
Okay. Thank you, Doug. Much appreciated.
All right. Thanks very much.